is Matt Slauson.
Matt Slauson injured on the play, getting attention immediately.
Number 70, Michael Ola, is going to go into the lineup.
Takes back on three. Fade, left side, up in the air. Looping grab. Brandon Marshall, touchdown.
You're on the field when Matt Slauson goes down week one against the Buffalo Bills against that defensive line. And here you are, holding your own against some really good, talented players.
You can't look at yourself as a backup, even if you are. You've got to be accountable to them because my teammates are, they're holding me accountable that, you know, if somebody goes down, they're not going to be like, oh, you're a reserve. It's okay if you get Jay Cutler smacked. Like, that's not cool. Like, we need you to come in and we need you to play.
The Virginia Destroyers, the Jacksonville Sharks, the Orlando Predators, the Hartford Colonels, before landing in Montreal and showing you can play this game, how would you describe that journey? How do you put it in context?
The dream was always to play in the NFL. After things didn't happen coming out of college, I just looked at it as something that was just a far-off dream in my head. It'd been nice to do it, but, you know, this is kind of my level. This is the realm that I'm in. And so every place that I was at, you know, I definitely was trying to do, you know, perform at the best of my ability, because who wouldn't want to? I didn't take it for granted. I wasn't like, man, why am I here? But I was excited. I was like, this is my first, you know, professional gig. I'm getting paid money to play football. Let's go, you know?
Saying no to the Bears coming out of Canada and saying yes to the Dolphins only to never make it a training camp.
I was like, you getting relief? Like, for what? Like, you know, yeah, what did I do? But, you know, that's the nature of this business, and it's their loss, you know. Yeah, I really don't want to go back to Canada right now, man. Not when I was just so close. I was there.
And this after saying no to the Bears.
I was talking to my agent, and I told him, I was like, yo, if there's any earthly possible way, like, I don't want to hear nothing about no other teams. You know, I'm not trying to hear nothing. If I could go, if they'll have me back, that's where I'm going.
Tell me about your experience with Mark Trestman.
He's always believed in me. From day one, you know, I made the roster, and then they, like a week later, they put me on practice squad, and I was like, why? Like, I'm really good. Like, you know, y'all told me I was really good. I had a great camp. And it was like, yeah, it's a numbers thing, ratio and everything. And so I kind of got down on myself because I'm like, man, like, I could be back home making this money.
For those who don't understand, the ratio is the American versus Canadian.
Yes.
You can only have so many Americans on a CFL roster, and happened to be the entire offensive line was Canadian.
Exactly. And they were used to having a lot of Canadian offensive line start for them so they could play players in other positions. I mean, I understand the system, but at the same time, it's like, man, I just drew the short straw in that whole thing. Coach brought me into his office. You know, you should be starting. And he was like, I don't want you to think that because you're a practice squad player that's the ability that you have in you, because it's not. Him and Coach Meyer, we have little chit chats, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, you really can play, you know, you can play south of the border, you can play in the NFL. And for me, for someone to tell me that, I'm like, nah, man, you know, all 32 teams told me no for so many years. I'm not trying to hear, you know, you're telling me yes. But they play pivotal parts in helping me to realize my goal and become the player that I'm still becoming today.
Is this your time now to write your chapter?
I had one of my coaches, Coach Bischoff, he told me the other day, he was like, you know, man, I've seen a little bit of your story, man, and I'm just here to sit back and watch and see where this thing goes. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, that's me as well.